That will be
this
okay.
This call is being recorded.
There we go. So I want to say good evening, everybody. Thank you for being on the call this evening. It is exciting to hear everybody's voices. And so I have a little surprise for everyone. Because in correlation of the announcement of Sylvia Rogers, who is being sponsored by Nature Sunshine, to appear and do a presentation here in Kelowna on Tuesday, May 30th at 6:45 p.m. at the Ramada Inn, and then in Vancouver on Thursday, June 1st at the Holiday Inn Express, Metrotown Burnaby, we have Val Embry as my guest speaker to talk a little bit about the brain, to talk a little bit about taffy and what that's all about. And Val is here from Kelowna. She just lives up the hill from me. And so she's almost my neighbor. And so I appreciate you, Val, and I'm going to turn the time over to you, Val. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with a little bit of history and how I got into this. I had something fall on my head, and I ended up with a condition called thoracic outlet syndrome, which meant I basically, my arms went, when using them, they would cause my neck to swell. And so I couldn't lift anything heavier than a teacup. And I was a practicing kindergarten teacher, and one side got more involved than the other. So instead of quitting work, I just started using the other hand. And as a consequence of that, I ended up having two ribs removed and having to quit work. And so I wanted a pathway back to health. And when I went to the medical doctors, all they could offer me was painkillers and anti-inflammatories. And that caused a couple of things. My brain stopped functioning with all of the medication. I would go to the grocery store and I couldn't remember what I wanted. And so I would always come home with a hamburger, some potatoes, toilet paper, bread, and butter, because I figured I could do something with that no matter what. Well, after about two closetfuls of toilet paper, I realized I was in trouble, and more potatoes than you ever would need. So I started going to people, to doctors first, and I would say, I want a pathway back to health. And nobody had any answers for me. They looked at me as if I was from Mars. And so I started first. I found a lady in Lumbee named Kathy Dean, who's now Dr. Dean. And she introduced me to Nature Sunshine. And through education and going to conferences, I gradually, instead of heading for the wheelchair, I am now heading for the golf course. So that's what, yeah, but, and this happened over 20 years ago. And so it was, I was really struggling for information. There wasn't an easy way to get this information, but I'm telling you there is now. With this TAFI course, Take Action for Your Health, Dr. Dean and Donna Roth and several others, but these two are the head ones, have put together a package of information that only takes you 15 minutes a day over, is it 35 days? And in that time, you will gain knowledge on how to get control of your health. And if you make a commitment to this, the more committed you are, the more successful you are. And you will learn how to cleanse your body, how to provide nutrition for your body. You will have a network of active people who are searching for your best health. I cannot think of a more powerful thing to do in your life than that. I'm going to talk a few about a few people that are in my downline that have taken the course. The first one I'm going to talk about is my son and his girlfriend. They're my newest on there. And you know, family is the toughest to get on. And so it's been, my son has been with the herbs for over 20 years. So, you know, you do have to have patience sometimes. However, he is now doing the Ironman. And I was just in St. George's when he did the half Ironman. And he's doing the full Ironman in Boulder. And his girlfriend are now on this taffy course and loving it. The amount of energy that they have is so dynamic that they are taking on other challenges as well. And they are at the top of their field. My son has one master's degree, and he's now finding time to do his second one. He's a computer data or a financial analyst, and he has time to do that. When you have your health, you're not wasting your time searching. You're able to live your life, get your dreams going. And so that's one. Now, another one is on the phone with us. Glenda. Glenda, do you want to talk about what Taffy did for you?
It's helped me with my digestive and gassy and bloating. It's really helped me out so that I'm feeling comfortable to go out in public again.
That's
yeah,
huge,
it's helped
isn't
me feel
it?
Really good.
And you're doing a lot of traveling now because of that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Well, it's nice when you can go places and feel comfortable.
Yes,
and
it
another
is.
One, which is another friend of ours, is a lady named Joan. Now, Joan's husband had Alzheimer's. And her story, she came to me and she said, Val, Blair is really struggling. And his Alzheimer's is so bad that we may have to put him in a home. And I said, oh, Joan, what does that mean? And she said, Val, this is what it means. If we put him in a home, our pension will go to paying for that home. And so I will probably have to go from a two-bedroom apartment to maybe a studio. Well, I started working with Blair and Joan and with Nature Sunshine Products. Blair is now, this has been 2 years since that, he's still at home, and they have their pension, and they're going traveling with the extra money instead of giving it to a care facility. Isn't that fun? So, and
awesome.
Now, yeah, and Joan has, you know, she said, I can't afford this course, and then she said, you know what? I want the Taffy course. I really feel it's something I need to do for me. Because as a caregiver, you give away your energy 150%, so you also get depleted. So Joan took the Taffy course, oh, maybe a month ago, 2 months ago she graduated. She said to me, I don't know why I waited. It's the best thing I have ever done for myself. And, of course, I've taken the course, and I would agree, because with that information, you're empowered not only to help you, but your family and your friends when they want it. You don't have to force anything on them, but you become known as the person who may have a solution for them or a possibility of trying something. And if nothing else, you have connections to other people who will have the answer for you or a program for you. So I just want everyone to really realize the value of the Taffy course is not only you're investing in yourself, because with knowledge comes power. You have the power to say whether you want the chemotherapy or not, whether you want a bit of both. You have the power to nip things in the bud. And we all know if you can nip things in the bud, especially a bad varmint that's coming into you like a parasite or a virus, and you knock that one out, that means you could get on with your life and living your dreams. Here's another thing to consider. When you take the Taffy course and you learn to put nutrition into your body, when you go to the washroom, you're putting nutrition back into the earth. When you take all of these medications, and believe me, if you ask somebody who has an outhouse, they will tell you, that these porta-potties, that they have a dickens of a time cleaning them because they're all filled with pills from Walmart, Costco, whatever, that do not dissolve, and they clog up all the system. Well, we know that if you just consider taking women who are on the birth control and all of the urine that's going into the soil, all the extra hormones are causing frogs to have three eyes and fish to start having both sex organs. This is just bizarre. You cannot take a glass of water out of a lake without heart medication and every other medication. So when you're on this program, you're not only helping yourself and your family, but you really are helping the environment. And if you consider the cost of health care, when you take this program and for the money you invest in this and your herbs, you are saving the health care. You're not going to visit the doctor. But you're making space available for people who want their who've been in a serious accident or something else. So if we really want to get our country financially solvent, both countries, Canada and the States or anywhere else, if we all become responsible for our health, we're going to be doing the world a service. We're doing little ants and snakes and everybody else a service because we all have to drink the same water. We all have to use the same land. We do not want Monsanto and their products affecting our plants. We want natural health. We want nature to take us there. And so I really, really encourage you, if you haven't taken it, take the TAFE course.
Awesome.
Anything else?
This is awesome. Thank you, Val. Thank you for taking the time out of your life to do this presentation on TAFE and how it's affected your family members and some of your friends. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Val.
Just one quick thing. Instead of being in a wheelchair and counting out pills, I just played in a bridge tournament and I'm going to bridge tonight. That's why I have to kind of make this fast and snappy. So I did get my brain back and I no longer have boxes of toilet paper and tons of hamburger in the freezer.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Val. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Have a great bridge game.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Val.
Fun.
Okay.
That's my job now, to have fun every day. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Val. Okay, I'm going to now move into, are your mineral deficiencies showing? I said I would mention symptoms and the specific mineral that you may be deficient in as a result of symptoms. So if you have some of these symptoms, like brittle fingernails, pain in the forearm or biceps, cramps in the calf muscles during sleep or exercise, painful cramping of feet, toes, joint pains, teeth that are prone to decay, frequent toothaches, malformation of bones, nervous tics, irritability, insomnia, you may have a deficiency in calcium. And Nature Sunshine offers liquid calcium. You can simply just put it into your smoothie. Next one. If you have a glucose intolerance, diabetes, hyperglycemia, you may have a chromium deficiency. Nature Sunshine has little tablets of chromium, and that would be for you. If you have dry hair, irritability, constipation, enlargement of the thyroid gland or goiter, or overweight or obesity, slow mental reactions, heart palpitations, sluggish metabolism, you probably have an iodine deficiency. You would need kelp. Nature Sunshine's kelp comes from Nova Scotia, and that has the highest amount of iodine of any other kelp that's on the market. If you have pale skin, palms of the hands that are pale, the inner side of your lower eyelid is pale, fingernails that are spoon-shaped, lack of endurance or stamina, thin, fragile, brittle nails, cravings for ice or ice eating, you may have an iron deficiency. Nature Sunshine has the combination called I-X, and it has And they also offer iron with vitamin C. Next one. If you have irritable nerves, nervous tics and twitches, painful and cold hands and feet, anxiety, confusion, disorientation, muscle spasms, tremors, excessive body odor, nausea, dizziness, or lightheadedness, bone spurs, irregular heartbeat, loose or sensitive teeth, mental depression or apathy, and you really crave chocolate and you have high blood pressure, you probably have a magnesium deficiency. And Nature Sunshine has magnesium in tablets, and I usually recommend 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams a day. If you have swelling of ankles or hands, constipation, dry skin, unusual thirst, slow, rapid, irregular heartbeats, heart palpitations, or unusual sore or stiff muscles, you are potassium deficient. And that's where Chinese mineral qi tonic comes in. If you happen to be on the stateside, it's called mineral qi tonic. And we usually recommend 2 to 3 ounces a day. If you have wounds that heal slowly, you get infections easily, you might have acne, white coating on your tongue, diarrhea, hair or nails that grow very slowly, stretch marks, loss of appetite, anorexia, and for males, prostate problems, loss of sense of smell, loss of sense of taste. Check your fingernails if there's white spots on the fingernails. If there's sterility or impotence or sleep disturbances, you may have a zinc deficiency, and Nature Sunshine offers zinc tablets. And I usually recommend taking about 2 tablets a day. Now, many people have low stomach acid, and they would need to take a higher mineral content with all of these supplements to utilize these particular minerals better, and also to take digestive enzymes. Minerals are required to transmit nerve impulses, to regulate heartbeat, to maintain acid-alkaline balance, regulate fluid pressures, activate enzyme systems, and help the vitamins work better. I want to now move into cancer and what it is, talking about injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. Not only is this presentation on cancer, but if we understand cancer, we understand Parkinson's disease. We understand Alzheimer's. We can understand multiple sclerosis. We can understand infertility, obesity, and so on, because there is a common thread. Let's define cancer. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens when there is an injury, and the repair of that injury is not made due to an oxygen and your nutritional deficiency, and the cell walls in that toxic injured area become mutated by a fungal infection. Let's just take this definition apart. For cancer to occur, there is, number one, an injury. How do I know that? In cancer, cells are constantly replicating. The only time cells replicate is to repair an injury. But the cells that are being replicated have been mutated and cannot repair that injury. Consequently, there is constant cell replication, meaning new cell replication. Dr. McDougall said this: cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells only divide if there is a wound, and they divide to repair the wound. That's why we know that cancer starts from an injury. There is an injury in cancer because there's constant cell replication. For cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. how can the stem cells replicate healthy cells for you if they do not have the required nutrients? And I'm sorry, your grocery store bought foods today lack minerals and nutrients. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency, documented by Dr. Otto Warburg. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells cannot happen. Cell replication requires oxygen. Number four, for cancer to occur, there is inflammation or toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out that toxic debris. That's why the oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%. Number five, for cancer to occur, there is an infection. That stagnant toxic debris now leads to a fungal infection in a low oxygen environment. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, be it inner skin cells like lungs, liver, colon, or outer skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. I think you get the connection that there is a common thread. Let's talk about injury. We often think of injury only as being a physical injury, and that it is. That was even medically documented in medical textbooks that were taught at the university level way back there in 1903, when they taught medical doctors that the causes of tumor formation starts from an injury. So that's physical injury, and the physical injury could be a car accident, a fall, and so on. But a physical injury can go beyond that. Think about exploratory surgeries. They cause injuries. Think about an infected organ, maybe an infected gallbladder or an infected appendix that can rupture, that causes an injury. Think about a kidney stone in the urethra that can injure the urethra. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms injure the breasts. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns can cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. An injury can also come from nutritional deficiencies, where a cell membrane internally loses its integrity and cracks, as does the skin on the outside when we have chapped lips, which is a sign of omega-3 deficiency. Agricultural practices today have interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up the raw elements from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. So today, 2017, foods are so deficient in nutrients, it's been scientifically documented that you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. And my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has now sold over 5,000 copies, outlines a scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941, where agricultural scientists analyzed the nutrient values of foods in soils grown in 1941, and then compared that to foods grown in soils of 1991, and the range of difference was alarming. Broccoli, for instance, had 75% less calcium, spinach had 60% less iron. You'd have to eat 28 apples to get the same nutrient value one gave you in 1941. And there's a whole list. I want us all to get that picture. Even in 1860s, Antoine Bouchamp stated that a deficiency of even one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. Let's now jump to 1970s, where Dr. Linus Pauling, the father of vitamin C, stated, so think about this, this is 100 years later, Dr. Linus Pauling is saying you can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. If you have a mineral deficiency, that can cause an injury or a crack in the membrane of an internal organ. And we never think about nutritional deficiencies causing injuries internally. Toxic debris internally can invite viruses that can cause injury. Let's think about the cervix. Cervical cancers that are started by human papilloma virus, the virus only appears in the cervix when there is toxic debris. Think about infections. That can start an injury. Hepatitis, for instance, in the liver can cause an injury to the liver. That could be the start of cancer. And what do people do for infections and hepatitis? They take antibiotics. Antibiotics feed candida. They feed cancer. We do not use antibiotics in this world that I live in. We use herbal cat's claw in high doses, and this is from Nature Sunshine, scientifically documented, scientifically quality controlled. And we take about 4 capsules 3 times a day, and it works every single time. An injury can also come from candida yeast. Candida yeast is not only fed by antibiotics, but by sugar and starches and various drugs that we're consuming. It grows a root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane. That's the first injury. It then escapes into the bloodstream, where it makes the blood sticky and heavy and impedes the circulation of oxygen and nutrients to the various cells and tissues. That's not bad enough. Here's more. Candida produces toxic estrogens, which we call xenoestrogens, known to feed cancer. Xenoestrogens also destroy the function of the thyroid, and the thyroid is responsible for metabolism and iodine sources that are necessary for radiation absorption. So imagine what those xenoestrogens are doing to your iodine sources, to metabolism. Xenoestrogens also scramble up all the hormones because they're an estrogen, toxic estrogen hormone, and they are the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility. And these false estrogens also weaken collagen production at the inner membranes. No collagen, that can equal an injury. Dr. Bernice Eddy was a scientist in a lab in the 1950s. She was injecting hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured. Guess what she discovered? She discovered that all of these vaccinated hamsters got various tumors and cancers. She was horrified. She reported her findings to her colleagues and warned them if they were to institute the vaccine program into our society, we would have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. The consequence of reporting this to her colleagues was that she was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer. Sugar is a contributor to cancer. How do I know this? This is common sense stuff. It follows the laws of nature that sugar and causes cavities in your teeth, holes in your teeth. Think of what it does to your internal organs. Way back there in 1926, Dr. Fibiger was watching rats in a sugar warehouse get cancer. He repeated his observation in a laboratory setting, concluding that sugar feeds cancer, and he received a Nobel Prize for this. Then in 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg, in a laboratory study, proved that fermentation of sugar feeds cancer. Yet we are ignoring this incredible science that has been done since 1926. Injury can come from toxic heavy metals found in mercury fillings in teeth, or vaccinations, or toxic chemicals. These toxic heavy metals and chemicals can get into the bloodstream and make the blood sticky and heavy. This leads to inflammation and impedes blood circulation. Dr. Hamer stated that the injury can come from a strong negative emotion. And we've all experienced those strong negative emotions, such as that anger, and it just brews up the acids in our solar plexus. That's why we have a hard time eating foods. There's an overload of toxic acids. What do you think these acids do to your membranes, to the membranes of your internal organs? They eat away at those membranes. So one thing that we must know here and come to know is that cancer starts from an injury. And that injury requires a framework of nutrition to repair and heal that injury. What happens when there's an injury? The brain sets up a message called current of injury to the injured area. And that current of injury sets up an ionic field, an electromagnetic field that triggers the stem cells into action. And the stem cells initiate the process of cell replication to repair the injury. Now, healthy cell replication by stem cells requires some building blocks: vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients. And if all of these building blocks are present in abundance, those stem cells are happy. They take this building material that you've provided, and they will replicate healthy cells to repair the injured membrane. At the point that the injury is repaired, the process of cell replication stops, the stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury from the brain stops. Imagine what happens when one of the building blocks is missing, minerals, for instance. You can easily start to see that that current of injury will continue until you feed the body plenty of nutrients and minerals for cell repair. What about inflammation? How does that play into this picture? Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I have already mentioned candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics. I also want to mention lectins that are toxic anti-nutrients found in all present-day grains and legumes. They're our agricultural crops that have been sprayed with pesticides and so on. These things all poke holes in the gut membrane and cause leaky gut. Once they escape into the bloodstream, this toxic debris now makes the blood sticky and heavy, and that heaviness puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. And such a stressful weight causes the tiny holes of the capillary walls to dilate, and now this toxic debris, those lectins, that candida, heavy metals, and now there's undigested food particles, they now escape and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Now, the blood also has blood plasma proteins, which are needed for transport of oxygen and nutrients to the various cells and tissues. Those blood plasma proteins can now leak through the holes in the capillary walls. They are known to attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now we have an accumulation of trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all these various toxins. Amazingly, it's not even a problem if you have a healthy lymphatic system. How cool! That lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves, and they're near the neck area. And the lymph, which is the salty, fluidy part of the lymphatic system, will take the excess sodium, toxins, neutralize a bunch of them, and then dump the rest out through the natural elimination channels. This is where the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract come in. But imagine what happens when that lymphatic system becomes overloaded by our use of drugs and toxic acids from emotions and stress, and heavy metals from teeth and vaccinations and flu shots, and toxic chemicals, and so on. You can start to see that eventually there is a buildup of toxic debris and blood plasma proteins to the point that oxygen and nutrients can no longer reach that injured area. This is where we call this chronic inflammation. When the oxygen levels to that injured area due to that chronic inflammation drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. If there is sugar in that injured area, oxidation flips into fermentation, which is fed by that sugar, and the process of fermentation produces ammonia and acids, which is a perfect breeding ground for microbes and bacteria and yeast and parasites and fungus. Now, some of these fungal DNA proteins integrate into the human stem cell line during the process of cell replication and genetically defects the cells as they replicate. Pause for an educational moment. Genetic defects do not come from inherent defects in the case of cancer. Cancer is not a genetic illness. It is the fungus that integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication and genetically defects the cells. So now we have a replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury, with the consequence of the current of injury continuing with a continuous replication of mutated cells that we call cancer. And if we understand that, we can reverse the whole process. So what do we do to overcome cancer or multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's or infertility and so on? We eliminate sugars and yeast products and grains and anything that's sweet. Fruit juices, alcohol, we eliminate that. So we're not feeding the cancer. We now need to focus on repairing that injury. This is where we need to eat the right foods. We eat grass-fed meats, fish, eggs, all kinds of vegetables and salads. We can have walnuts and almonds and all those wonderful seeds with all their great essential fatty acids and omega-3s. And we eat berries, which are antioxidants. But even if we eat the right foods, we must know there's not enough nutrition for the stem cells to do their job of healthy cell replication. This is where we resort to superfoods. We need to shop for those superfoods at Nature's Sunshine. What do we put into our smoothie as superfoods? The Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing trace minerals and wonderful tonic herbs to give your adrenals and your glands the energy they need to perform their duties. We can add Collagen Plus, which is a bioavailable amino acid and collagen powder to heal the injuries. Remember, Candida stops the production of collagen at the cell level and membrane level. We can add Green Zone for all those phytonutrients. We add Solstic Energy, which is Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grape seed extract, and guarana, which is excellent for breaking up sticky blood. We can add berries, water, and ice, and we don't need to juice. This is it. This smoothie replaces the juices that you make at home, which is usually apples and carrots, and sometimes it's celery, but most of these juices are way too sweet, and it is not quality controlled. You simply do not know if you have enough mineral content and nutrient content in homemade juicing. The next thing we do is we take Super Omega 3. Super Omega 3 makes the cells pliable so oxygen can easily move into the cells and toxins readily move out of the cells. We take extra vitamin D3 to replace the D3 that is being lost by phytates found in present-day grains. That's why we don't eat grains. And we work on inflammation. This is where we drink lots of chlorophyll to bind toxic debris from the bloodstream to add more oxygen to the bloodstream. We add flax hull lignans, which is scientifically known to bind toxic xenoestrogens. We take colostrum on an empty stomach, which goes into the bloodstream, scientifically known to bind toxic lectins that come from grains. We add Protease Plus enzymes on an empty stomach to go into the bloodstream to break up the outer protein coating of cancer cells and to digest any of these foreign proteins that are floating in the bloodstream. And we take that cat's claw combination to open up the lymphatic system so all those toxins are draining efficiently through our natural elimination channels. Then we add something for the elimination channels. Maybe we need to add LBS2 for the bowels, or we might need to do a kidney flush or a liver detoxification. On top of that, I recommend highly that you do taffy or you do a consultation with Donna Ross to determine the root causes of your personal inflammation. Because that inflammation needs to be addressed for there to be success in overcoming the cancerous situation. Then we address the cancer infection by taking the herbal antifungal herb called papa. It has 20 years of research behind it by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin. And he said this, quote, "It is almost," meaning papa, "is almost 1 million times stronger than adriamycin chemotherapy." He discovered that in a laboratory setting. PAPA inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells. PAPA cuts off the growth of blood vessels that carry that sugar, and it can get right into the cancer cells and cause apoptosis, cancer cell death. And it is known to destroy fungus. And then we can increase stem cell production, and we do this in a couple of ways. Astragalus capsules are known to increase stem cell production in the bloodstream. Astragalus is also found in cat's claw combination, and it's found in the mineral chi tonic. Or you can take silver, which is also known to increase stem cell production, and this is Nature Sunshine's nanoparticle silver. So my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury Manual, has about 60 success stories of people who have overcome cancer using what I call this therapeutic nutritional program. If you take this therapeutic nutrition, which is quality controlled, in high quantities beyond that needed for daily energy supply for your body, it then becomes therapeutic to heal things like cancer and multiple sclerosis and nerve cells and Parkinson's and so on. So with this, I am going to turn the recording button off and we'll open it up for questions. So just give me a second.